Soil by Jamie Cornegay. Narrated by Brian Hutchison. The drought began in May and lasted 3 months. It turned the earth to stone and the vegetation to yellow wisps. Then it rained all of August. The ground couldn't drink fast enough. Ditches ran over, and then the creeks, and then the rivers. Water collected in every furrow, making marshes of yards and farmland. Crops disappeared, fields became lakes. By September, the water had crested, lying stagnant in the valleys and heavy in the atmosphere. Cut down in its prime, the heat returned to settle a score. It took weeks, but the water slowly retreated. Heaps of mire and bracken puddles festered, causing the dead grasses and shrubs to sprout anew in the untimely swelter. Wildlife gradually returned, and things were uncovered that might have been, for the betterment of all, left hidden. One afternoon in this supposed fall, in the bottoms near the Tuckawa River, a slovenly woodsman tottered through the underbrush, using an old pull cue to keep himself upright. He seemed put together from two separate men, the upper one plump, decisive, and keenly observant, the lower one lost and withered, flailing along in a pained shuffle. His way was fraught with 1,000 irritations, and he addressed each one with a sigh or a groan, or a fit of whispered curses. He might have been a troll trampling through the forest, so miserably did he announce himself. Behind the woodsman came his companion, an old half-coyote who looked deranged with her one eye and mangy fur and arthritic lobe. She seemed equally dismayed as they passed through the lattice of twisted limbs and dangling vines, stepping over fallen trunks and around leaf-strewn mudholes. They had trespassed over a pasture and down into the hollows, searching for a swampy patch where the woodsman enjoyed poaching game birds. A series of afternoon cocktails had distracted him from his whereabouts, and now he had gotten turned around in the thicket. The woodsman was a ways yet from being elderly, but hastened his decline through bad luck and careless bachelor living. Drunken, haphazard rambles and forays into evident danger were all within his casual realm. He'd earned his bow-legged scramble several years earlier, while working at a local oil mill. He was slacking off, standing against a steam pipe when it ruptured. The rush of steam swept the blue jeans off his backside and broiled his flesh from hip to ham. He was drenched in hexane coolant from the pipes, and the chemical seeped into his tissue and made him crazy for a short while. First responders found him writhing on the factory floor, laughing hysterically, emphatic that giant lizards were eating his legs. Months of skin grafts and years of rehabilitation followed. He still walked like someone who had taken a picnic in a bed of poison ivy. A cash settlement brought him early retirement and kept him in pain pills and cold beer. He spent his days exploring the shaded contours of society. It was common to spot his garish pickup truck lurking along the back roads, him there sitting high in the driver's seat, atop an inflatable donut. He had a perverse interest in simple murder, and had come to the river for something to shoot. His dog hadn't eaten all day, and was nosing through the leaves when she caught a scent and scampered off. The woodsman grumbled and limped after her into a clearing, where the ground was spongy and white from river mud that had dried in the sun, appearing on the leaves like a bed of ashes over the earth.